My name is Jason. This is what happened when I was about 16 years old. I'm 27 now, and what happened that day would change everything. I live in West Virginia, where there are mountains all around, so I grew up in the woods with hunting, camping, and riding ATVs. One day, me and two of my friends, Brian and Jesse, went out on our ATVs to find a place to camp that weekend. This was a Thursday, and we wanted to find a place to camp on Saturday. We went pretty far into the woods to try and find the best spot we could because we were bringing our girlfriends camping with us. We probably get 5 or 6 miles back in the woods and find this little lake, and we all knew we found the perfect spot. We got off of our ATVs and checked everything out to make sure it wasn't private property or anything. There were no signs and there wasn't a house around for miles. "This is it," Jesse said, and we all agreed it was perfect. We got back on our four-wheelers and headed back knowing that Saturday was going to be a night to remember. But what we didn't know is that it would be the worst night of our lives. The next day we all got our gear loaded up, fishing poles, tents, and sleeping bags. We made sure we had everything we needed to make it a fun night, including 3 bottles of Mad Dog and a 30-pack of Bud Light in a cooler. We were ready. We all met up at about 11 o'clock Saturday morning and headed out to our perfect camping spot. When we got there, it was great. We put up everything in tents, got firewood, and set everything up. The girls loved it too, except Brian's girlfriend, Kat. She said she felt uneasy, but we just figured it was because she had never been camping before. We started fishing, swimming, and drinking, just doing everything teenagers do, but Kat just kept looking around and wouldn't join us at all. She just sat by the lake. Finally, it started to get dark, and so we started to make a fire and made some hot dogs and just sat around while talking and telling stories. You know, everything you do when you camp. At about 11:30, Jesse's girl, Sam, says she is going to go pee and Kat goes with her. They're gone maybe 4 minutes when they come running back saying Kat saw something behind a tree watching them. I grabbed my 9mm Smith that I brought with me, and Jesse and I went back to check it out. We didn't find anything, so we think the scary campfire stories just freaked them out. When we got back, we told them we didn't find anything, but Kat said she knows what she saw and wanted to leave. We got her to chill out, and me having a gun kind of put her mind at ease. After about 30 to 45 minutes, we were all ready to lay down and spend alone time with our significant others. And no one is even thinking about what Kat saw anymore. I wish we would have left because about an hour goes by, and while my girl Lindsay is asleep, I was just laying there listening to the sounds of the woods when I started to hear footsteps. At first, I thought it was one of the others, but then I could tell whoever was walking was trying to do it quietly. The footsteps stopped at my tent door. I started to freak inside, but I didn't make a sound. They stood there for at least 3 minutes, then I see the zipper start to slowly unzip. I started to grab for my gun when I realized I had left it in my bag at the campfire. The zipper slowly moves about 6 inches when Lindsay coughs, then it stops. She was still asleep and didn't know someone or something was trying to sneak into our tent. I heard nothing for about 5 minutes and the footsteps again started, but they were sneaking away from the tent. I couldn't move. I was terrified. All I could do was stay quiet and hope it didn't come back. 30 minutes passed when all of a sudden the most crazy, evil-sounding scream I've ever heard came from around Brian and Kat's tent. Then they started screaming too. "No, please, no!" I jumped up and ran out of the tent. I ran right to my bag for my gun with Lindsay right beside me, terrified, not knowing what's going on. I pulled out my gun and looked at their tent. What I saw still haunts my dreams to this day. This humanoid thing with pale white long arms and long claws at the end of its long fingers was just taking chunks out of Brian, biting him. I fired at it, and it looked up at me with its yellow eyes peering into my soul. My body was shaking all over, and Lindsay was screaming as it started galloping towards us. I fired again. It took off into the woods, screaming that god-awful scream. We ran to their tent and found Jesse and Sam. They had seen it all happening too, so we all ran to Brian and Kat, but it was too late. They were both torn up. You couldn't even tell who was who. The girls were crying. Jesse puked, and I felt like I was in a nightmare. I was scanning the woods, hoping whatever that it was didn't come back. Jesse and the girls were all huddled up to me as we made our way to the ATVs while looking to the woods the whole time with the gun pointed towards the way that thing ran off. We got to the ATVs and I realized that the keys in the tent were still in my pants pocket. About that time, we hear that thing scream again. I tell them to go wait there because I gotta go back and get the keys. I didn't have a choice as much as I didn't want to go back. I ran as fast as I could to the tent and grabbed the keys, then I turned to run back, and there it was, coming out of the woods, running at me. I raised the gun and started firing. I must have hit it because it yelped and screamed, then turned and ran back to the woods again. I ran back to the ATVs, and we rode out of there so fast I'm surprised we didn't wreck and kill ourselves. We went right to the cops and told them everything that happened. They went up to where we were. The cops came back after what seemed like forever and took us back there with them. By this time, it was light out. We get back there and everything was destroyed. The tents are ripped up and stuff is thrown everywhere. They took me up to Brian's tent and there was blood everywhere but no bodies. The cop asked, "Where are they?" I said, "I don't know. They were here when we left, but that thing must have taken them." Then they started saying that it looked like a bear did it, and trying to say we were drunk and must have been mistaken about what we had seen. I know what I saw, and whatever that was, it wasn't even close to looking like a bear. It's been over 10 years, and Brian and Kat's bodies have never been found, and they wrote it up as a black bear attack. I never talked about it to anyone. Jesse and Sam got married and moved to Florida. Lindsay moved too, but we broke up not long after that happened, so I don't even know where she is. What still gets me is whatever that was. It was at our tent first, but Lindsay coughed, and it went to Brian and Kat's tent instead. I don't know why, but I know a cough saved my life. If you enjoyed listening to the story, be sure to like or comment below. Also, subscribe to my channel or follow me so that I can bring you more stories from my listeners and ones that I've written myself. You can also submit your own stories to me by visiting 707spookyboo22.com and filling out the submissions forms. I would love to read your story.